Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Stuart, and we've got Larry on to do a major update on all kinds of things that are going on. It's almost impossible to keep up with it all. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Why don't we start with this thing that Steve Quayle posted? It's kind of interesting. War footing, military and spy comms, both overt and covert, increasing. Heads up, brethren, all communications, both voice and digital, are off the charts. Not normal at all. And this fellow, I rotate through Diego Garcia every 6 weeks to pull maintenance. What's going on? There's a huge buildup over there of B-1 stealth, B-2 bombers, B-52s, and a huge buildup of personnel on Diego Garcia, which is an indication that war is maybe just around the corner. Have you got any more news on that? Have you heard anything?
Well, it's one very interesting thing. The U.S. Pacific Command Chief, I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday, announced to the troops in a speech that he gave to be ready to fight and be ready to fight now amid North Korean provocations. So, you know, you're talking about there, of course, you know, the Koreas, but at the same time, part of what you read me earlier talked about never seen security like that.
That's
except
right.
When nukes were around. And I thought about, I'm wondering if maybe they've been moving, as Putin says or warned, that they were moving their arsenal, the NATO arsenal, out of Turkey, maybe to that region there.
Yeah, it says something big is going on. The island has more aircraft than any time in the last 9 years. They have blocked off access roads and are now parking aircraft on the roads. Barriers have been set up around the aircraft areas. Temporary barracks and hangars are popping up everywhere. A tent city full of Air Force and Navy maintenance personnel has also been set up. I have never seen B-1s and B-2s there at the same time. Actually, I've never seen more than one there at a time. Security is nuts. I had to show my ID at least 8 times a day. My coworker is a former Air Force and said they are like that when nukes are around. We counted over a dozen air refueling tankers on the ground. The airfield had a takeoff or landing every 15 minutes, very busy. When we flew out, we waited in line for quite a while. Never had to wait in the past. The Navy had the docks full of ships and 6 to 8 more just moored just offshore. We watched many pallets of bombs being offloaded from one ship. There were a bunch of B-52s coming in that were painted flat black. I've not seen that before. So are we headed to war again? Go ahead.
I was just going to mention, you asked me if I had any clues. There are a couple of clues that I've seen in the background chatter lately. And a couple of those clues is, and I'm talking about news drops that are being dropped on Fox especially, are talking about two things. Number one is they're wondering about what Obama's October surprise might be that he had mentioned one time. And also, there is a kind of a news drop lately. They're talking about, are we about to see Obama's last stand? Now, what is that about? I don't have a clue what that's about, but we do know that the whole Middle East is on the edge right now and very concerned, and especially Putin and Russia. There's about to be an attack on Damascus. And there are reports. I did see reports today that said Putin was warning his people, and I sent you a link to that. Putin was warning his citizens to prepare for a nuclear environment or nuclear problems. And also, you know, of course, he was warning the region about a nuclear conflict. And I wanted to mention that they said that Assad had also possibly gone underground. And at the same time, there was a general on Fox News this evening that was saying that we are closer to a new U.S.-Russian nuclear confrontation in Syria than we have ever been.
Wow. Well, it says here, it is strongly rumored, this is among the Diego Garcia people, I'm sure, the military that's there, it is strongly rumored that Obama has ordered the annihilation of the Syrian armed forces and that decision as to when will be made tomorrow, which is today, actually.
Let me interrupt you right there, okay? Let me interrupt you right there where you just stopped. Okay, they came on Fox a little while ago, and I do watch other than Fox, but on Fox and announced that Obama this evening late had just came out of an emergency meeting at the Pentagon. So there is something up, and possibly we are looking at something very quickly.
It says here, who knows what would happen then, but they don't send B-52s to Diego Garcia for nothing. We all knew they'd destroy the world before they let America survive by electing Trump. Remember, it is the Jewish. Then they go on to who they're blaming, and I'm not going to get into that. The New World Order is behind this. We know that because of Psalm 2, the kings and rulers. So, if they're going to take out or attempt to take out Syrian forces, they're going to run head on into Putin, who's already told them, we're not going to let you in. So where does that leave us?
Well, matter of fact, Stuart, mixed within the Syrian army and adjacent to locations of the Syrian army is also the Iranian army, the Iranians there, the Revolutionary Guard forces that are in Syria. You've got Hezbollah mixed in. You've got Russian troops and Russian engineers mixed in. So I don't know how he can get surgical enough to take out the Syrian army without taking out a lot of so-called Assad allies.
Yeah. And Putin has made it abundantly clear that he is ready to respond, and if necessary, you know, nuclear. From Zero Hedge comes this headline. Royal Air Force pilots ordered to shoot down hostile Russian jets over Syria, which you mentioned the other night. As the U.S. officially enters the Yemen military campaign, the U.K. appears ready and willing to precipitate a catalytic event where there is no going back. With relations between Russia and the West at Cold War lows deteriorating fast, Royal Air Force pilots have been given the go-ahead to shoot down Russian military jets when flying missions over Syria and Iraq if they are endangered by them. The development comes with warnings that the UK and Russia are now one step closer to being at war, according to the Sunday Times. While the RAF Tornado pilots have been instructed to avoid contact with Russian aircraft while engaged in missions for Operation Shader, the code name for the anti-ISIS work in Iraq and Syria, Their aircraft have been armed with air-to-air missiles, and the pilots have been given the green light to defend themselves if they are threatened by Russian pilots. Well, how can this be anything other than both America, which is essentially NATO, and the UK, the Royal Air Force? Isn't that basically both a declaration of war already?
Well, it's a duh. It's one of them duh moments, because the fact that Russia has already warned the West that if your planes or missiles come into the Syrian theater, I will shoot them down, period. I mean, period. And now, us sending planes, even UK planes, into that region, even armed, it is a provocation. I mean, it's nothing but a provocation. And, it seems to be, I'm beginning to wonder because, we're also getting feedback. You of course, know a little bit about a Pakistan and India standoff right now. And at the same time, we've got this China. And the reports I've saw recently says that China is backing Ung there in North Korea. And then you've got the Pacific commander telling his people, get ready to fight, talking about North Korea. Then there's the reports coming out, even on Yahoo and other places, about the Obama administration and the South Koreans going to take out the leadership of North Korea. I mean, when you talk about your Armageddon scenario, the script, that really does sound like, and then again we have Putin saying, well, if you want to fight me, you're going to fight everywhere.
Yeah. This thing, well, we know from Albert Pike and the three world wars that they fully intend to bring on a third world war. Not only is it a population reduction operation, but it's also urban renewal, nuclear urban renewal. So it makes you wonder just how insane are these people that they would subject the masses of humanity. Of course, we know they hate the common person anyway. All the elite think we're nothing but either cannon fodder or useless eaters. And they, I think, probably would prefer to eliminate just about everyone if they could get away with it. And if you read the writings for eugenics, they fully intend to, like the Georgia Guidestones, bring the human population down to about 1.5 billion, I think it is, 500 million people worldwide. Well, that's a reduction of about, 6.5 billion now people? So I guess these people don't have much of a, conscience, and they just think they can get away with it. Here's another headline. Turkey predicts Syrian proxy war will lead to war between the United States and Russia. Do you think that's an accurate headline? I'm beginning to think that Turkey has fully gone under the umbrella of Putin in Russia. What's your take
on
that?
I have to say, Stuart, that I've been watching closely in the background. Russia and Turkey have signed energy agreements, and they're going to build another pipeline to Europe from Turkey. And, that's a big deal. The energy thing, I think, that we don't talk about really is, it kind of reminds me of the old reports talking about in the Bible, the oil wars, and what you more clearly indicate, the energy wars. I think energy probably is behind, the Ukraine, everything, Crimea. I mean, all over the world right now with Russia, it seems to be a flux of energy. And, of course, the U.S. seems to be in the same boat, and everybody else, too. And what I find interesting, though, is that Turkey and Russia have publicly signed these energy agreements. And Erdogan has kind of moved away from the Obama umbrella, the NATO umbrella, to some degree, and appears to me to be because of his the Turkish Navy is no longer working with NATO. They're working with Russian ships. So it appears, you know, if he said, you know, I wouldn't believe everything Erdogan says, but talking about a warning about World War III, that's entirely, he could be accurate as far as that comment.
Yeah, he says, following the renewal of the Turkish-Russian relations, Turkey has taken a diplomatic stance regarding the Syrian conflict, warning against serious consequences as the five-year-old civil war is not resolved. Turkish Deputy Prime Minister warned this week that the Syrian proxy war between the United States and Russia could lead to a worldwide conflict between the two powers. If the proxy war continues after this, let me be clear. America and Russia will come to a point of war. Now, do you know at all, or has there been any leak at all, what was decided by Obama in this meeting that he had in the Pentagon with all his, people? Is there any leak, whatever, that they decide to attack or not, or what?
Not one leak. I mean, absolutely not one leak. They only came out and said that he had just come out a little earlier this evening from that meeting and the national security meeting and all, and that no comments. I mean, the White House is totally silent, which would indicate to me we better watch what's going on. And, you know, you and I have talked, and I've been really concerned that the American 2016 election was more than anything a smokescreen for, number one, what's going on in the world militarily, and number two, Stuart, we could mention, too, that what the U.N., of course, Obama started it, but what the U.N. has just declared to Israel and the world about Jerusalem.
Yeah. here's another article. Get your comment on. Kind of interesting. World War III, question mark. Barack Obama could take a major step towards war with Russia on Friday. Because the mainstream media is devoting all their time and energy to covering the Trump and Clinton campaigns, most Americans don't realize that the Obama administration is bringing us perilously close to war with Russia. On Friday, excuse me, Barack Obama is going to sit down with his foreign policy team and discuss military options in Syria, including direct strikes on Syrian military bases. Russia has already pledged to respond militarily to any direct strikes on Syrian forces, and so the decision that Barack Obama makes regarding Syria on Friday could be the spark that sets off World War III. Now, I guess my question to you would be, you were in the military, I was for a while, excuse me. Why would you be moving all these aircraft to Diego Garcia if the decision had not already been made?
I really can't think of any reason other than, Stuart, you remember, you know, that NATO base or the U.S. NATO base with the arsenal there, Incirlik, in Turkey. That was where
right.
A number of things were launched from in that part of the world, especially involving Syria, et cetera. And if Turkey has come under the Russian umbrella, and you remember Turkey had even at the end there invited Russian planes to land at Incirlik. Okay.
Yes, he did.
If Putin basically, through that scenario, has checkmated us using Incirlik, then maybe Diego Garcia was a fallback base to gather, you know, an attack. And you know, from what you're reading me, I can't see how that is anything other than preparation or a prep for an attack, a major attack somewhere. And, of course, all the data seems to be pointing at Damascus, and biblically it points at Damascus.
Yeah, it definitely does. Folks, if you're not sure what we're talking about, for new listeners, go open your Bible and read Isaiah chapter 17. It's a story about making Damascus a ruinous heap. Not that it isn't pretty much already, but this finishes the job evidently. And it says it's done because of the children of Israel. And the United States could be considered part of the children of Israel. And, of course, you mentioned that Israel had been given all kinds of weaponry and whatnot. Is there any more news on that? What's the status there?
That report came out and it was dropped into mainstream media, and then after I told you, it was completely covered up. There's a blackout on it, except we know that did happen, and I even read the list of what was obtained or what was given to Israel, and it's a massive amount of war material. That's why I was thinking possibly they were trying to goad Israel into making the attack on Damascus, and instead of them having to do it. However, let me ask you this, Stuart. I've been considering what you were talking about there in Isaiah 17 and talking about the children of Israel. We know that there's a lot of people, and it's odd that you would use the term children of Israel. Israel was scattered. Was scattered. The real biblical Israel was scattered, and a lot of them accumulated in New York and the United States, and they're still there. Now, this is what's interesting, Stuart. Who are the enablers of the 8 years of Obama? Who supported the Obama administration, or even now supporting the Clinton, which is the third Obama administration? That's the Israelis, basically the children of Israel that are in the U.S. They are supporting and enabling Obama. And so what maybe biblically that's really pretty accurate.
Well, because Isaiah 17 is pretty clear. I mean, you could set it up. Anybody could take out Damascus and then blame it on Israel. See, Israel did it. I mean, you remember with brothers and sisters, somebody did something wrong and somebody else got to blame for it. So you really don't know. It doesn't say directly they do it. It says because of. You know, and we know from Zechariah
really,
that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's really a very strange scenario. It says because of, and you know, and it doesn't directly say that a little nation called Israel actually does the attack. It could be the result of the children of Israel that are scattered, like the UK, like in the U.S. Could the children of Israel be scattered in places covered by NATO? Could it be NATO force? I mean, there's a lot of questions, Stuart, and I know Isaiah 17, it appears simple on the face of it, but it's very, very complicated.
Yes. Well, everybody has treaties with everybody else, and it gets very, very complicated on that basis, and I've often thought that the hooks in the jaws that brings Russia and her allies down upon the nation of Israel is most likely treaties that are already well entrenched and well in place. It's kind of like the Turkey and Syria situation, because Russia has a legitimate defense treaty with Syria. He was invited down there by Assad, so he has every legal right, every moral right, in spite of all the propaganda to the contrary, to be there. The United States, on the other hand, and the Bible talks about America in not very nice terms as we approach the end, has no right to be there under international law or any law. They're just shoving their way into this situation. And as you said before, it's most likely at the base of it is both Psalm 2 and energy. Remember when we had Stan Deo on, he was speaking about energy. A lot of this has to do with the oil and gas pipelines and the energy and the the mineral rights that lay around all there. And, of course, why wouldn't Putin have an interest in all of that? And why doesn't he have a right if he's invited to come in? Are we not inviting the UK in as America?
Oh, yeah.
It seems to me. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, yes, that's absolutely right. And one of the interesting things is, Stuart, we are now approaching winter. I mean, not only in the U.S., but we're approaching winter in Europe. And do you know the only source of energy to Europe is Russia?
Yes. So you would think they'd be a little more careful, which may be why the European nations really are being very, very cautious about what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. But if the decision, it would seem to me that the decision probably has already been made, or else why would the Royal Air Force give a green light to shooting down Russian aircraft? I mean, like you said, this is a direct provocation. All it's going to take is to have one or two Russian aircraft shot down, and if I was Putin, I would be a little bit furious about that. Don't you think?
Well, yeah, I think that's exactly right. And we've been watching a strategic moves by Russia of not only missile defense, but also nuclear. And we've seen a continual addition of a number of not only submarines, but also missile cruisers, et cetera, moving into the Mediterranean from the Black Sea. So there is a lot of firepower that Russia has right now in that region. I really can't imagine. I mean, one thing you said was really, really true. You were talking about Putin being invited into that nation and had that legal right. And, you know, that basically just puts the U.S. on the list of invaders, because that's an invasion. And, of course, Turkey and the U.S. kind of collaborated together there and went into that northern Syria and took that region that they're in right now, almost to the beak. And, and of course, they went in under cover of saying they're fighting ISIS. But on the other hand, Stuart, who has WikiLeaks revealed armed ISIS?
Yeah, you want to get into that a little more? I only briefly scanned that. What did they say this time? What did Assange leak? It sounds pretty nasty, pretty evil, actually.
Yeah, it's coming out more and more, collusion between the Secretary of State and the White House. And then after she was Secretary of State, the collusion between the pre-election DNC and the Clinton Foundation, which seems to be linked up with everything that, well, you wouldn't call credible. Oh, my. Some people on TV call it the Clinton cartel, either way you want to put it. And all of this, WikiLeaks dumped a bunch again today, more data, and a lot of it beginning to pull Obama and the Obama administration right into the middle of all of this, including the cover-up of the destruction of all the emails and the stonewalling, the stonewalling from almost 8 solid years of stonewalling of anything public or private, from Washington. And we're seeing this, and WikiLeaks continues to drop stuff. Of course, Julian Assange does it more guarded now, because there were reports that he was going to be droned or blowed up, and so I'll tell you what, it's very serious, but it doesn't seem to me that really the American people appear to care much.
Well, that's the thing that really does bother me. Before we leave the Middle East, though, Koenig International, headline, this is from your blog. And by the way, folks, go to Larry Taylor's blog. He updates more than anybody does. If you want to know brief intelligence review, you got to go there. Anyway, here's the headline. United Nations, UNESCO, votes no connection between Jerusalem's Temple Mount and Judaism. What is that about?
Well, I think they apparently have lost their friggin' mind, as I guess you could say. What they've done is the UN has basically thrown history, this historical record, in the trash and have made their own agenda. Of course, Obama began that. You know, Obama's the one that stood in Israel on about the 1st of October, I believe it was, at Perez's funeral and declared to the world that Jerusalem was not in Israel. And now the UN has taken steps to have a vote and declare that the Temple Mount, the Wailing Wall, you know, Jerusalem, you know, is not Jewish, it's not Judaic, it has no history. And now they're declaring it, of all things, Stuart, they're declaring this a Muslim region. And, of course, UNESCO is the one behind this. And with, as I said before, Obama beginning this movement, this is one that's staying in the background. You really have to go search your news to even know it's going on, or find news in Israel. But Netanyahu has refuted this claim, this report, and he has frozen, or should I say that Israel has frozen its contact with the UN over this. So it's a vital matter.
I just can't believe that do this. I mean, this is so brazen. Here's a headline that forwarded, Times of Israel News, United Nations UNESCO body motion ignoring Jewish link to Temple Mount, Western Wall in Jerusalem draws scorn across all of Israel, which of course it would. Netanyahu leads angry denunciation of the UNESCO decision. So is this the final piece to the puzzle, that they are about to start this war, which would then give NATO, which is basically American troops under a different name, with a few little scattered nations supplying some troops here and there, but basically it is it's American. And would this then lead to NATO going in under the auspices of the United Nations to take over Jerusalem, because, after all, it's a thorn in the flesh of all the nations in the world. Everybody's tired of it, and we have to make Jerusalem an international situation, and we can no longer have people like Netanyahu in power. What's your take there? Is that a possibility, or am I just insane? Well, everybody says I am anyway, but...
no, I don't think you're insane, Stuart. And I have to say, the Obama administration has tried to undermine and destroy the credibility of Benjamin Netanyahu as the Prime Minister of Israel for almost 8 solid years. They've been attacking him for 8 solid years and trying to destroy him. And they even found during the last campaign or the election in Israel that the Obama administration had moved funds. The Obama administration actually funded the private group in, I think it was in Tel Aviv, that literally raised up the counter of the Netanyahu campaign. And, of course, Netanyahu won again. But it just shows the disdain that Obama has for Netanyahu. You know well as I do, they don't get along. And Netanyahu agrees to nothing that Obama demands. And so there's been 8 solid years of attitude, I guess, and it's not going to go away. But you know what? I was thinking what you said may be very interesting. You talked about legal rights. Well, if the UN declared that Jerusalem was Muslim, would that not give the legal right to the UN to also remove Israeli troops and security and police and authority from Jerusalem by force?
Yes, actually, from an international body, if they could get away with it. I can't imagine that Netanyahu or any of the people over there would sit still for it, but hey, they're getting pretty brazen.
Well, you know,
I mean, this is one of the most brazen announcements I've ever heard. I mean, they're coming now in the open.
Yeah, but Stuart, I think what we're seeing, if we watch very closely, I think what we're seeing, and I'd like your opinion on this, I think that the rich men have moved their agenda forward to the point of no return. It's what their agenda is. They don't have much time left to implement it, and they certainly can't back up or call a King's X or a delay, really. Or, you know, people's waking up. All over the world, people around the world already know about Obama and what he is, and mm-hmm. They also are beginning to find out about the rich men, such as George Soros and others. It's becoming daily news leaks about these people, how the rich men have influenced all over the world politically and taken over countries.
Well, you know, it's very, very interesting. If you go into the New Testament and you read the book of James, and I think it's chapter 5, I don't have it in front of me, where it says that the rich men heaped together treasures for the last days. But something happens, and they're found out. And their gold and silver and the riches that they have are a witness against them. It's almost like the entire world has finally woken up as to what kind of lawless criminal conspiracies abound all over the world with the kings and the rulers of Psalm 2. So, yeah, I guess I would answer that with James, chapter 5. I think something occurs. They do get found out, and they do have to move fast, and maybe that is what causes them to make mistakes, and so it doesn't work the way they thought. So now the only question we have is, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention one other thing, and I'm not going to talk on it particularly, but I did want to mention that on Fox News, Fox Business earlier, you're talking about moving fast. There was a report came out, and I barely heard it, but I did hear it on Fox Business. I never heard it again, a report. Now, I'm going to tell people this is a rumor right now because I can't verify it. But Fox reported earlier that they had been told that there is someone, a savior, if you will, that is going to enter the ring or the contest for president of the United States. Very quickly, that's going to save the people from both Clinton and Trump. And they mentioned a name. I thought the name was McMullen or Miller or something like that. And they had someone on talking about him saying that he was getting in touch, I think, with Paul Ryan. And what's interesting now, Stuart, is if the report's true, it may not be true, but if it's true, they said he is from Utah. And he is a Mormon, and that he will save the race, and they expect maybe he will become the next president of the United States. Now, when I heard that, I thought, wow, that's incredible. How can they do that? A lot of people have already voted. I mean, you know, some states. But, Stuart, that also reminded me of an old Mormon prophecy one time, and I don't remember it, but you said you knew about it.
Yeah, this is called the White Horse Prophecy. And the prophecy is that the American Constitution, the Bill of Rights, etc., which is part of the Constitution, obviously, is hanging by a thread. It's almost been totally savaged and destroyed. And a Mormon steps forward and saves the nation. Now, if you understand Mormonism at all, they have a huge temple, I think, not too far from Washington. So this could get extremely interesting because there were rumors. Remember, there were rumors, and I think it was Sutter Fall, so you have to kind of take that with a grain of salt. But she claimed in some of those articles that Trump was, in fact, a high-level Mason. I can't remember which branch. And that this was really a Masonic war between two major factions as to who is going to control everything. Well, a lot of people don't realize that Mormonism is a form of Masonry. It's just wearing a Christian garb. So this could get extremely interesting if it's true. I don't know how that would work.
I don't either, but what's interesting, they have really, WikiLeaks has really revealed a lot of the rich man George Soros and his connections with our political system. And even Fox was talking about how from Europe he was influencing so much of the election right now and undermining and supporting. And they said that this guy, whoever he is in Utah, has the backing of three rich men. And I'll tell you what, I thought of Romney. Yeah, I thought of Soros, and there's another one or two that seems to be linked up. And I begin to wonder, is this by chance a plot or a plan by the rich men to take away the election from the American people in the end?
It could be. I don't know. I mean, here's an art. This is how confusing it gets. Trump will be allowed to win only to be blamed for the coming financial crash. And so there's another rod in the fire. Unfortunately, a financial crash is coming. Things have been stretched so thin and the real economy is toast. And the elite all know this. They know that QE3 has gone as far as it can in holding back the carnage. With things poised to collapse, well, who could they blame? Conventional wisdom continues to say that Trump will lose as people cast a vote for the only grown-up and responsible candidate in the race. Well, Glenn Beck, who was on Fox News for a long, long time, is, as far as I know, a Mormon.
Yeah.
And he just came out recently and endorsed Hillary, saying he had to take the high moral ground. I don't know where that came from, but in any event, it appears as though this really could be what Sorcher Fall is really talking about. That what we're watching are Masonic wars. Now, in the Book of Revelation, it's just called mystery. But mystery is the spirit behind all of this.
Wow. Yeah, you're exactly right, Stuart. And what's so interesting, you know, the Lord said that he would reveal all these things. And isn't it interesting that all of a sudden, you know, the establishment GOP, and that which involves Romney, which involves the situation at Utah, the Mormons, but also what's interesting is you brought out the link, but you know, where it could be a Masonic war, and you may be exactly right. This may be exactly what we're seeing right here in America. This is what's odd. It's got to be a war between rulers, because Jeremiah seems to indicate that. The time frame we're in, Jeremiah says the fighting is between the rulers. Matter of fact, I hadn't seen many poor people lately fighting a war, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is ruler against ruler. I always thought it started with George Bush and the Supreme Court making him president over, what was his name? Al Gore.
Yeah.
That was a big fight, and that seemed to start this. Well, now, here's another thing, talking about ruler against ruler. Wetworks. Podesta email makes assassination reference days before Scalia death. Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta used a term known to reference assassinations in an email sent to a lobbyist days before the Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia mysteriously died. The email, in exchange between Podesta and D.C. lobbyist Elmendorf, I guess, appeared in a trove of documents that were dumped by WikiLeaks. Didn't think Wetworks meant pool parties at the Vineyard, Podesta says in an email regarding that. Wetworks comes from the KGB. A wetwork was an assassination. They're referring to the blood being spilled. So they call it a wet work. What do we make of that? You know, you and I were very, very suspicious that was a murder. because Scalia was the one guy in the Supreme Court they had to get rid of in order to bring in full communism, full Marxism. He was a constitutionalist. He was probably a lot of things about him that weren't too good, but he really was the one person that was really a thorn in Obama's side. Anyway, that's kind of an interesting revelation.
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely, sure, because it was like Scalia really was holding the line on the Constitution. He was literally holding the line in the Supreme Court. And, I think you've got something there. That's very interesting. As a matter of fact, there were reports that after his death that Thomas was also threatened, and he did shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. We were going to talk about the clown attacks. Is this a new form of terrorism that is, just going to be unleashed? I was reading an article about this, and it's kind of interesting. It says, creepy clowns have gripped the nation over the past 2 months, terrifying children and parents in at least 39 states. While some reported clown sightings turned out to be hoaxes, others have proven to be real threats and have forced schools in some districts to even close down. The first reports came in late August in South Carolina, and now it's gone to over 39 states. What's going on?
Well, what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that, as a matter of fact, there was a report came out, and I'll say this, and then I'll go into what you asked me. Said that all the clowns in America are in D.C. And, of course, there was a cartoon that came out to back that up. But beside that, there has been a growing phenomenon of really scary-looking images of clowns going across the Internet. And we don't know really what's behind this, but there's been a lot of... let's say all over the country, and I think it's some type of terrorization or terror that's occurring, because they're literally coming out to scare people. They're threatening people. They're threatening children. They're trying to draw children to them. There are some states, law enforcement are beginning to hunt for clowns because of the reports, and they're going to jail them. Some of them have even got laws now against wearing the mask and dressing up like a clown. And I did hear that some manufacturers, this is getting so bad, and it's not really on the news. You're not hearing it promoted. That some manufacturers are actually recalling clown costumes because they're worried about an October problem, with Halloween.
Oh, boy, that's right. I hadn't really thought about that. You're right. Are these things apparitions? Is this like black-eyed children? Is this just another form?
No, I don't think. I don't think so, because so many people have seen them, and they'll run from them, run into the woods, or when people spot them, and the police chase some, and even arrested some. So they're not arresting and handcuffing apparitions. These are real. But it is some kind of, I wonder almost, Stuart, if it isn't a portion of. The just like Black Lives Matter groups and protests and all, the rich men finance these people to go across the country and do really, really eerie things. And maybe this is some of the phenomena. But as you mentioned, though, when you brought up a little bit of the supernatural element, there seems to be something behind this in the spirit realm that is really deceptive and it could be tragic to a lot of children, a lot of people. They're very concerned about Halloween. They're very concerned about so many clown costumes and clothing that has been bought across the country. And it's almost like you remember how people would, groups 20, 30, or 40 would run through Walmart stores or break into stores and just take everything and run. It's kind of a phenomena that it's hard to control, and it's, why clowns? I don't know. But, one thing I thought about, Stuart, I did think my first time of looking at clowns twice is when I saw Steven Spielberg's movie Taken. And remember who the bad guys were? The clowns.
Yes. Huh. Well, so you don't think there's any tie then between, other than the obviously psychotics, maybe, but it's kind of like the black-eyed children.
Yeah.
We're getting all these reports all across the country about black-eyed children, and a lot of them just seem like you turn around and they're gone, and they try to get into people's homes. And a lot of people have said they felt very, very uneasy. They usually operate in two, like a brother or sister or two guys, whatever, but they're young. They're kind of like children, but their eyes are absolutely black. And they try to get into homes, et cetera, and then they sort of vanish. So
yeah, that phenomenon, Stuart, is now gone worldwide. Now, you know, I don't really follow this phenomena, but L.A. Marzulli's been closely watching it. Richard Shaw's been closely watching it, and I've even received some reports out of like the Philippines and Ireland, the U.K. You know, France, they're beginning to spot these things really in a lot of places. And, you know, it almost makes me wonder, Stuart, wonder if some of these are young hybrids.
Could be. And they obviously, you know, if you go back into the Book of Enoch, it talks about how these entities were shapeshifters. They can take on any form they want. They
yes.
could take on the form of black-eyed children, and they aren't children at all.
In fact,
in the Book of Enid, it talks about how they took on different shapes to deceive mankind and lead man astray, which obviously they've done. And now, of course, you can't really talk about fallen angels or the fallen ones, because now we have extraterrestrials and aliens from other star systems, and the people are repudiating the concept that these are just fallen angels from another dimension, which is kind of what the Bible says, that these entities would pose as coming from other planets and other star systems, when in reality they're just on the demonic side of things, fallen angels that have the power to shape shift and present themselves any way they want. So, yeah, it's interesting that a lot of this stuff is really beginning to all come together as we come up towards the end of things.
Well, I do know, Stuart, also, if you look at a lot of the Native American legends and dealing with the Native Americans for, you know, their lore, and you know, it talks about very much about shapeshifters and how they can not only appear as people or different images of people, but they can also appear as animals.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of this. And of course, it just really dovetails into the Bible, but I know a lot of people discount that, you know.
Well, I doubt if they'll discount it when they're looking at one. But I don't know what they think they're going to do when it happens. Let's close out with this one, and we can pick up on it maybe in another program. Obama orders government to prepare for space weather chaos. Newest Obama executive order, coordinating efforts to prepare the nation for space weather events. Why would that be coming out now?
Well, that's what's so interesting, Stuart, is the fact that, and I know I saw that also on Yahoo News, a post said that in the headline that it says Obama expands his executive power beyond Earth, a new executive order on space weather. And, of course, that dovetails back into Obama's classic climate change scenario where Obama says himself, that climate change is the most important thing to this whole entire planet. And I do think that this dovetails into an arrival. And he knows.
I think he does too. Anyway, it says Section 1 policy, space weather events in the form of solar flares, solar energetic particles, geomagnetic disturbances occur regularly, some with measurable effects on critical infrastructure systems and technologies, such as the global positioning system, GPS, satellite operations, communication, aviation, electrical power grids, extreme space weather events that could significantly degrade critical infrastructure, could disable large portions of the electrical power grid, resulting in cascading failures that would affect key services such as water supply, healthcare, and transportation. Space weather has the potential to simultaneously affect and disrupt health and safety across entire continents. Isn't this basically what Dr. Doom, Major Ed Dames, and the remote viewers already saw?
Well, that's very true.
How do they know this?
That's very true, and there's two sides to this thing. One side is Ed Dames talking about the sun and other cosmic events causing that. But then on the other hand, my question is, why has the government of this nation allowed our there's three systems in this country. Texas has its own independent power grid, the only state that does, but there's two other power grids, and the U.S. government now has the ability to any time to turn it off, where half of this country on either side or both could be without power and give you any scenario, even call it a solar flare that did that, but nothing's broke.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just seemed odd to me because of the bots and their sun disease.
And his
kill shot. So
exactly.
Maybe they're zeroing in on the remote viewers, and you know, Ed Dames has never backed off what he said.
Yeah.
At all, that this was coming, and we better get ready for it. But it's kind of interesting now that we have all of a sudden him issuing this executive order, so you have to ask the question, what does he know that we don't?
Well, what's interesting, too, part of the question, too, Stuart, is why now? Why within a few months of leaving office, why now? Why at this point in time? And isn't it interesting talking about Ed Dames that not only is his scenario covered in the executive order, but also at the same time we have a North Korea that could possibly fire a nuke with anger because of what's going on in that part of the world.
Well, you know, they may know that satellite that comes over the United States every whatever is an EMP device. Maybe they figured it out. It's kind of like the Black Knight. I understood that they had actually gone in there. So, anyway, all very, very interesting, isn't it?
Oh, my. It is, Stuart. We're living in such unusual times.
Yeah, how do you describe times like this? I guess if you had really studied biblical prophecy, you would know essentially who the players are, and you'd be kind of watching a play, and the actors are all the world leaders acting out their parts, but we know how the end is, and we know what it is. So, it's all very, very fascinating coming out right now. How can people reach you before we close down tonight?
Oh, the quickest way is just read the blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Larry. Really appreciate it. Anything you'd like to leave as a parting shot?
Well, it's just the biblical terminology, when you see all these things, rings in my ears.
Yes, absolutely. And there is convergence out there, folks. And I know a lot of people don't like the Bible. They're in denial. They claim all kinds of things to try and refute it. But the fact is, if you just read it for what it says and study it for what it says and don't read in, don't read out, you'll find out that it's true and it's all coming to pass. Anyway, we thank everybody for listening, and we'll see you next week. Thanks again, Larry. Good night, everybody. Yeah.